73, April the 1st.
Yeah, yeah. Catching up on Office 365 news.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fight, fight, kick his ass. This is the Microsoft Cloud Show, episode 73. We're going to talk about all the latest Office 365 news, recorded live April the 1st, 2015.
Welcome to the Microsoft Cloud Show, the only place to stay up to date on everything going on in the Microsoft Cloud world, including Windows Azure, Office 365, SharePoint, Exchange, Link, and related technologies. Just the information, no marketing, no BS. I'm Chris Johnson.
And I'm Andrew Cole.
And we're just two dudes telling you how we see it.
No joke!
Hey, AC, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing busy and spectacular. How about yourself today, buddy?
Oh, my goodness. It's crazy town. Crazy town.
It's crazy good town, or crazy bad town, or just crazy town?
Yeah, so this is coming up to Microsoft event season with Build and Ignite. And then, obviously, you have the Evolution conference in the UK before, and it's like T-minus 4 weeks.
Holy crap.
Well, 3 weeks for Evolution. T-minus 4 weeks to Build, and it's like the death march has started.
I've got like T-minus, holy shit, I'm slammed.
Yeah.
We're like T-plus one right now. We're past the launch.
Yeah, exactly. So it's gone. Yeah, it's just crazy town. I just don't even know where to begin.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mind is just completely boggled.
Yeah.
So how about you? What's going on in your world?
A whole hell of a lot. I can only think back to, like, I guess last weekend, because I don't recall when we did our last recording, but I know that I'm slammed. So yeah, I got these different conferences coming up. So I am in there 3 weeks in a row.
Oh yeah.
And so a lot of it's new content. So I'm racing to get all of my stuff done before I leave for the first one. So I've got Evolution's the week of April the 20th. Build is the week of the 27th. And then Ignite is the week of the 4th.
May the 4th.
Yeah. May the 4th be with you.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I'm keeping my presence at Ignite actually really, really small. I'm doing a workshop on Sunday, and then I'll be there Monday, Tuesday, and then I'm getting out of there on Tuesday afternoon, because it's 3 weeks in a row is too much. 2 weeks in a row is already too much. Hell, 1 week in a row is too much. But
three is brutal.
Yeah, but then, because after Ignite, I'm only home for like a week or two, and then I got to go out to Scottsdale for Angle Brackets, where I'm talking about 365 with Node and Angular and blah, blah, blah. So
yeah, it's that time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, but yeah, it was good. I mean, last weekend, took the family down to St. Petersburg for the opening weekend of the IndyCar race. Mm-hmm. So it was a opening season of the IndyCar season, opening race of the IndyCar season, whatever.
Exciting. That sounds cool.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If you check your email, you'll see that I was trying to get you to come down next year with the wife for what I call mini Monaco. As I see myself on camera, I can see that I'm actually kind of burned a bit. But yeah, it was good.
You want me to open up this email you just sent me?
Nope, not that one.
Oh, not that one. Okay.
No, you're going to wait. Just give me one more second.
Title, do not open until I say so.
Yeah, have I said so yet?
Oh, that's, I wasn't sure. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so let's see. Yeah, so it was that. I had a really cool thing that I did earlier this week that I'm actually going to hold off on until it actually makes sense to talk about it in about 2 months. So I'm waiting for something for about 6 to 8 weeks.
Excellent.
Yeah, you know what it is, but it's super exciting.
Exciting.
Yeah, no joke there. Even though it is April the 1st, I got nothing up my sleeve.
Yeah, I guess everybody's holding off on their real news until tomorrow, right? Because nobody wants to be taken as April the 1st.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, speaking of April the 1st, Microsoft announced that Ignite is sold out, but they did it yesterday, and it's not a joke.
And they announced a new Surface yesterday, too. It's like, man, you guys really, I don't know if I would have said that right around April the 1st.
Squeaking the news out first? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be big.
One or two more things I wanted to say before we dove into this. I do have a new course on Pluralsight that I think is going live on April the 2nd. I've been told it's going to go live on the evening of April the 2nd. So by the time this show gets out there, it should be live. And it's the second one in my Office 365 API series. It's on the Contacts API. So relatively short in Microsoft terms, very snacky.
Super snacky. I like it. It's North Star snacky there, buddy.
Oh, hush. yeah, so that's all that stuff's good. And I think, was that everything I was going to give you on the updates? Yeah, I think that's it. And then, so I'll let you do your, I'll see what you've been up to lately. And then before we dive into the news, I have something else I'd like to share with you that you haven't seen yet.
Gotcha. Okay.
So how about you? What have you been up to in the last week?
Yeah, a couple of things. Getting ready for Build and starting all of that March. We've got lots going on at Build. from the 365 side that we're involved in. We're showing up in a big way, and we've got lots of sessions, lots of content. I don't think the build sessions have been published yet, have they?
No, I don't.
So hopefully that'll be done soon. But needless to say, we've got a ton of great content for 365 developers there. We've got lots of stuff going on around booths, and we've invited some partners to come and exhibit with us. We've got some exciting news on that front that'll work its way out soon. So if you're coming to Build, you should come find AC and I for sure. Build or Ignite, actually. You're going to be at both. We need to figure out. Ignite's going to be much harder to find us because it's going to be like four times the size. But Build should be a bit easier. I mean, we're going to have a massive Office 365 booth area on the ground floor of Build. We're going to have Express Labs. So you'll be able to sit down and do like these little mini hands-on labs and getting started with 365. This will be Express Talks, where you're going to do a talk, I think, amongst a whole bunch of other interesting presenters. So there's a whole ton of stuff going on there. And we got lots of great giveaways and swag and interesting news and announcements. So it's going to be an awesome week, or awesome few days, I should say. But if we've got any listeners that listen to the Cloud Show podcast, then you should come find us. We should pick a time and then do a little meetup or something.
Oh, we totally should, especially at Build. People who are not traditionally in the Office 365 or our listener space, that I know, like Dan Wallin's going to be there and Ward Bell are going to be there, and they're from the Angular fame. But yeah, those guys are going to be, they'll be, if you're interested in doing that kind of dev and stuff, Dan and I are going to talk a little bit about it at one of our sessions that we have that we're presenting at Build as a breakout session. But
if anybody's heard of a podcast called Startups for the Rest of Us,
you're going to announce it right now. Yes.
Yeah. one of the presenters, I guess, a guy called Rob Walling, who is also of getdrip.com fame and a number of other startup products, actually. He's coming. He's coming to Build. He's going to have a booth at Build. We've invited him to come talk about Drip, which is his email marketing automation tool, which is really developer-friendly, I've got to say, and really, really cool. So he's going to come do a few talks on, you know, why marketing automation is important for developers and how to instrument your applications with Drip to stay better connected to your users and learn about what they're doing in your app and that sort of thing. But yeah, he does Startups for the Rest of Us, which is a podcast you should go check out if you're not into startups or in the startup world. Like, you know, I work for a massive multinational company, but I listen to Startups for the Rest of Us because it's just so interesting. There's so many interesting topics and really interesting stuff. So he's going to be there as well. We're going to try and do a big get together and of listeners and see what we can arrange. But that should be really cool. And we've got a few others as well. But those I'll keep up my sleeve.
I tell you, for people who haven't heard of Rob or heard of Startups for the Rest of Us, especially you developers that are out there, really good business sense to help you get a business sense of like selling your whatever you're doing. If you're independent, it really applies. If you're not independent, it talks about just everything from if you're really an entrepreneur or if you're a wannapreneur, a term that they coined. I love that. The wannapreneur.
Yeah.
But also really good on like time management and stuff like that. I'm a huge fan. It's one of the things I listen to every single week. I rarely have two unlistened episodes on my phone at any time. I even went back and listened to all episodes. So I'm really excited to see him there. I'm actually going to be on their podcast in a few weeks. They're interviewing me and I'm going to be on their podcast sometime in the next like 2-3 months, I think.
Oh, that's awesome.
Not sure if we're going to do the interview at Build or since we'll both be there or what, but he wants to get me on there. So that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'll be really rocking. So we got a lot up our sleeve, but that takes a lot of organization. And so the team are running around like mad hatters trying to get it all ready.
Yep.
And there's going to be lots of fun news coming out that week.
Cool. Hey, before we dive into the news here, the Office 365 news, I have something I want to share with you. You sent me a couple Skype messages last night about, hey, I'd like to know what the stats are, the download stats for the podcast. And I have been remiss from checking it since last August. I have a reminder that tells me every month to go do it. And let's just say when you let that slide for about 6 months, suckage. I came to find out that the app that I have that I used to pull it all out and do the analytics for was using the old Azure storage client, and the 2.0 storage client for Microsoft Azure had a lot of breaking changes in it. So there's a lot of code updates I had to do this morning.
Oh, well.
But it was so well worth it, man. So open up that email that I sent you. It's got a little screenshot of the bar chart, and then there's also a spreadsheet that, just so you can see it, but if you look in our Dropbox folder that we use to share the stuff, it's got a whole table for it. Man, we have had a nice jump on our downloads in the last few months. So
let me open this guy up here. How do I see it with any? Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah. Now, so get this. So, I mean, starting around this is episode 73. And so starting at around episode 50, 51, we were really tracking having no more than about 2,500 to 3,000 downloads per episode, which is, that's not bad. We had a handful of shows that had about 4,000 downloads or under 5,000. We had shows like episode 15, where I kind of exploded about OneDrive for Business and the naming and stuff.
That was a popular one.
Exactly, yeah. And then we had another couple there that were pretty popular. But I tell you what, starting in the episodes around number 50.
It was sort of 55 was the one that really shot up quite a bit.
Yep. So 55 and 56, that was when we were at the MVP Summit, and we talked about how the cloud is impacting IT pros and developers and then UX and designers. We had about 6,000 people download each one of those. And then we had another one when I interviewed two people from your team, Sonia Koptia and then Jeremy Fake, about stuff that they were doing and around the content coming up. We had about 6,000 and 7,000 downloads for those guys.
Yep.
And I'm not really sure why there was the jump in it. It might have been the title. I'm not really sure, because all I said was episode 67, catching up on cloud news and interview with Arpan Shah, had almost 11,000 downloads.
Yeah.
Almost more than twice any of the other episodes. And since then, we haven't had a single episode that's been under 6,000 downloads. So we had like the one we did with Chris O'Brien, the interview we did with him, that was over 9,000 downloads, right?
Yep.
That was pretty cool.
Yep.
And then the other two that we had the one about the Google for Work that we had with Julie Kremer.
Yep.
6,200.
Yeah.
I mean, the episode right now, I'm showing you two other episodes, you know, right around 4,000 and one under 1,000, but those have only been out for 2 weeks. So they don't really, I'm not counting stuff that's within just a few weeks.
Yeah.
But I mean, dude, you look at the chart here, and it's just the trend graph. We're getting almost 3,300. We've had over 235,000 downloads of our show since we started. And that comes out to about 3,300 per episode.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad.
I'll take it.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's really exciting. I mean, it's kind of interesting that it bobbled along, you know, almost at the same level since episode one. I mean, there've been ups and downs, right? But for the most part, and then it sort of started in the mid-30s, we started seeing more above the average. And then in the mid-50s, it's really sort of shot off, which is, that's really exciting.
I apologize.
Is that important?
Well, that's the ringtone for my wife. So.
I feel you, my son. And
just to, so the Imperial March, yes, that is the ringtone for my wife. But so thank God she doesn't listen to the show.
Does she know that?
No, she doesn't know that.
That's hilarious. I guess she's never there when it rings with for her. So
she's not.
Oh, dude, that's hilarious.
The local Microsoft developer evangelist uses the with the knife, like they're coming through the show. So, so this is probably a good time to say, hey, remember, everybody, we are looking for someone to sponsor the show.
Yes.
To help pay for the transcripts, because we stopped doing transcripts in the 50s and we just stopped paying for it because it was getting a little expensive and we weren't sure if anybody was listening to it. And frankly, we see the content ticking up there. So if you're interested in sponsoring the podcast, something around Microsoft Cloud, Office 365, around Azure, we would love to talk to you. We'd love to hear from it. Just please reach out to us. And we're not looking to make a ton of money off you. We're looking to help just cover an expense of doing the transcript.
Yeah, exactly. No, that'd be awesome. And that's pretty cool to see all those downloads. I'm excited about that. You know, it's been a while since we've checked in on that. So I'm glad to see things are ticking along.
Yeah.
You know, we do this for the love of it more than the popularity, right, of the show. So,
yep.
But it's nice to know that people are listening too.
Awesome.
Okay, so let's kick some of this news off. Unfortunately, AC's had to step away due to a quick emergency halfway through the recording of the show. So you're stuck with me, unfortunately. But I will skip through this news. I'll get through it with you and hopefully bring you up to speed on what's going on in the Office 365 world recently and a couple of other interest topics. So the first one I'm going to start with is that Microsoft recently announced the Office 2016 IT Pro and Developer Preview. And so for those of you who are interested in this, this is all about getting access to the latest desktop client bits for Office 2016. And the reason it's called IT Pro and Developer Preview is that it's really not an end user focused release at this point. It's more designed to give IT pros and developers a heads up on the new bits coming down the pipe, or coming down the pike, I should say. Specifically from the developer side, you know, our goal with this is to basically give everybody a chance to go download the bits and test out their code, their macros, the templates and things like that for compatibility. Not exactly that exciting, but kind of critical to a lot of businesses out there in the world. So you can go check that out. We'll put a link up in the show notes. There's a blog up on blogs.office.com called Announcing the Office 2016 IT Pro and Developer Preview. And it talks about, you know, some of the things we've got for IT pros around data loss protection, DLP, some of the improvements in Outlook, some of the stuff that is happening in click-to-run deployment, so streaming from the Office 365 service, and how that manages traffic and downloads and things like that. Some of the compatibility stuff, i.e. we're not doing anything with macros and add-ins. We're trying to make things, you know, make sure things are backwards compatible as much as possible. And so download the bits, try out your add-ins and your macros and make sure that everything goes there. So I suggest everybody go take a look at the blog post and see if it makes sense to go join the preview program and go get those bits. So that is the Office 2016 IT Pro and Developer Preview announcement. Another one that we've got is recently Salesforce announced a new app for Outlook. So this is right in my wheelhouse. This is, if you're familiar with apps for Office and apps for SharePoint, Salesforce have released a new app for Outlook. This uses the new extensibility model in Outlook 2013, and obviously the Office bits that you get from Office 365, if that's how you get Office. And it basically is a mail application that sits inside Outlook and lets you interact with your Salesforce data right from within the context of an email. So say, for example, I got an email from AC, and he was a customer of mine. Then in the app for the Salesforce app for Outlook, I would see the contacts information from Salesforce about AC, about other people on the email. I could quickly add contacts to Salesforce. I could look at the account information and opportunities, leads, that sort of stuff, right from within the context of Outlook. And so the cool thing about this is that it works on the Outlook desktop client, but it also works in Outlook Web Access, so through OWA. And as we add the apps for Office capability to all of the other places, Outlook will show up on various devices and things like that. These apps will work on those too. If you want to know more information about how to build one of those, try going up to dev.office.com and take a look at how to get started on that. But I suggest we'll link off in the show notes. There's a Salesforce blog called Announcing Availability of the Salesforce App for Outlook. Goes into the detail about what you can do and how you install it. I've installed this. I don't actually use Salesforce on a day-to-day basis, but I have sort of a developer tenant, for want of a better word, or developer sandbox, I should say, of Salesforce, and I use it for playing around with. And I've added the app for Outlook to try it out. They've got a nifty video if you don't have a Salesforce tenancy that you want to play around with, or if you're a Salesforce customer and you have Office 365 or Office 2013, you can just go straight up to store.office.com and you'll see or search for Salesforce app for Outlook, or just Salesforce, and you'll find their application. So that's pretty cool. That's a nice piece of Outlook integration coming to Office 365 and Salesforce. Okay, another bit of news. Speaking of mail apps, the Exchange and Outlook team recently announced that they are using a user voice page to collect ideas on what you want to see in mail apps for Outlook. So take a look at appsforoutlook.uservoice.com. You can go submit bugs. You can go submit ideas on and feature improvements and things like that of things that you'd like to add for, you know, mail apps that surface in Outlook. That could be everything from APIs through to the way they surface in Outlook and things like that. And make sure you get your ideas for features heard. We've been using User Voice for a little while now on getting ideas from people on what to do next. So this is also great to see. Here's another one for the infrastructure-minded folks listening. We have a new announcement that's called Announcing Azure Express Route Connectivity to Office 365. And this post was written by Julia White from the 365 team. And for those of you who are familiar with ExpressRoute in Azure, this will be obviously very familiar for you. It's all based off that technology. For those of you who aren't familiar with ExpressRoute, basically it's a method for establishing a private managed connection to Office 365 in the cloud from your on-premises location. So this means that you can create a connection, kind of like a VPN, between your site and Office 365, and then have all of your traffic flow over that network connection and keeps it nice and private and things like that. So it's all based off the ExpressRoute technology that has been in Azure for some time now, but it's been recently extended to Office 365. And this is interesting for a couple of reasons, mostly for obviously folks that are interested in keeping all of their traffic between their site and Office 365, you know, encrypted and secure, but also gives them more flexibility over like managing that piece of the network, quality of service, for example, being able to, you know, ensure better performance and reliability, basically, and gives you some options in terms of, you know, how you route that traffic, and maybe you want to do it over one connection versus another, for example, and to give your users a dedicated pipe to the Office 365 data centers, wherever that happened to be. So you can go check this out. It's up on the Office blogs. It's called Announcing Azure Express Route Connectivity for Office 365, and you can go read up about it. I don't believe it's quite available yet. It's just talking about that it's coming soon and to get ready for it. But you can go get ready for it by trying it out with Azure. And then it says here in the third quarter of 2015 that ExpressRoute will be available for Office 365. So definitely go check that out if that's the kinds of capabilities you're looking for in the with Office 365. So we've covered the IT Pro and Developer Preview, ExpressRoute, Salesforce app for Outlook, Mail apps, User Voice. The next one I would say is we should chat about an announcement from Paul Andrew, actually, who's on the Office 365 team, who has a blog post up called Office 2013 Modern Authentication Public Preview Announced. So basically what this means is that in Office 2013, in the client applications like Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and so forth, when you're out on the road, you might be getting access to documents that live in Office 365, obviously. And so there's authentication involved between you and the cloud, or Office 365 in this case. And what Paul's talking about here is the ability to support sort of more modern authentication methods. And I guess in this case, it's specifically talking about, say, two-factor authentication, for example. It was only available previously in a private preview, but now they're basically saying that from March 2015 and onwards, it'll be available in the client applications to sign in. So what this means is you'll be able to sign in if you're using two-factor auth, for example, the sign-in experience through the Office client will work sort of seamlessly, or will work correctly, I should say. And you'll be able to get access to files in SharePoint, for example, through, you know, being able to connect with Skype for Business, things like that. So they've got more details on exactly what's supported here. Things like, you know, MFA around multi-factor auth, SAML-based third-party identity provider sign-in, smart card logins, and Outlook not requiring the basic auth protocol anymore. So there's a bunch more detail up there about exactly what it does and how to join the program, how to get started and things like that. But this is a nice win for those organizations who require two-factor auth, for example, and more complex auth scenarios. So definitely go have a look at that. I guess the thing I'll finally wrap up with here is some more Office 365. So not really news, but more of a summary of news. Jeremy Thake, who's technical product manager on my team at Microsoft, has taken on the challenge of pulling together a blog post once a month called the Dev Digest. And our goal with this, or his goal with this, is to basically pull a blog post together once a month that summarizes all the latest stuff going on in the Office 365 developer world. And we're going to publish it up on blogs.office.com. And if you just want the dev-related stuff, go to blogs.office.com/dev. So he's going to pull a blog post together once a month that sort of does a big wrap-up. So this month, he's covered a bunch of different topics. He announces the second annual Office App Awards that we're running at WPC this year. And so this will be for folks that are building apps for Office or apps for SharePoint or things that connect to Office 365, and running some awards around that to help recognize great examples of apps that are, or people that are building things for Office 365. And you can go to dev.office.com and check out the App Awards link under the quick links for that. He summarizes the dev news, so just a whole bunch of news roundup and pointers to various interesting blog posts around the place, both on the Office blogs and on other people's personal blogs to do with Office 365 developer news. Summarizes some of the new dev documentation that's been going on, some of the code samples that we have in GitHub, talks a bit about the Office 365 developer podcast that he runs. And so they've got a bunch of links up to the latest podcast that he's shipped for that. Talks about the Patents and Practices project for those who are looking for guidance on moving from on-premises code to the cloud for Office 365. And so does a summary of all the latest stuff going on in that project up on GitHub. And then talks a bunch about other, summarizes a bunch of other blog posts from community members specifically for the likes of Liam Cleary, Bob German, Tobias Zimmergren, Todd Baginski, Andrew Connell, of course. We all know him, as well as some other Microsoft folks that have blogged on their personal blogs. And so it's got a really good list of interesting tidbits there. And then sort of finishes up with some upcoming events, things like the Office Summit in Australia that's going on at the moment. Then talking about Build and Ignite later in April and then early May, and Dev Intersections and so forth. And then a whole bunch of links to new apps that have gone into the Office Store. So these are things like the OneNote Class Creator, Notebook Creator, just things that you might not see in a day-to-day basis and might be interested in checking out. So if you want to take a look at that, it's up on blogs.office.com/dev. Look for the monthly digest post from Jeremy. And I know there's a lot of blog posts that go up into that blog, so and it's hard to sometimes keep up with those. So if you do want to just tune in once a month from a developer news and announcements point of view, that is the blog post to go see or to go check out. Hey, one last thing I will leave you with, we do have a couple of minutes left, is an announcement not Office 365 related. This one is specifically from Amazon, so outside of the Office 365 realm, but the blog post is on TechCrunch, or the article is on TechCrunch, I should say. We'll link to it in the show notes. It says, Amazon goes after Dropbox, Google, and Microsoft with unlimited cloud drive storage. Now, this is kind of an interesting one because previously, Amazon had given its Amazon Prime members a bunch of free storage or a bunch of unlimited free storage on Cloud Drive for doing things like photo backups and stuff like that. And so they're basically extending that service to a whole bunch of other types of content. And so they've launched what's called unlimited cloud storage. And they say, we'll let users get either unlimited photo storage or unlimited everything, covering all kinds of media from videos and music through to PDF documents. And so unlimited storage is $11.99. And unlimited everything is $59.99 per year. So not bad for unlimited storage, right? That's pretty cool. They also give you an option to try it out for 3 months. And TechCrunch sort of goes so far to say that this is a clear attempt by Amazon to compete against the likes of Dropbox, Google, and Microsoft, and many more in the crowded market for cloud-based storage services. So, you know, cue the cloud storage wars music we haven't had for a little while, but this looks like a pretty strong move from Amazon to leverage their size. And I guess they're very popular, right? A lot of people know who Amazon are and what they do and things like that, and they can leverage their brand in this space pretty well. So they're taking on the likes of Dropbox for Business, obviously OneDrive for Business, and Office 365, as well as stuff from Google around Drive for Work and things like that. So really interesting move by Amazon. Great for, you know, great additional choice for people and more competition in the market. Okay, so with that, I'll wrap up. Unfortunately, you know, we lost AC halfway through the show, so apologies for that. He had to run for a bit of an emergency, so he's fine. We don't have to worry about him. He's just gone to help somebody out. So we will get him back next week, or he may drop in a little note in this episode. We'll see how that goes. But so apologies for that. Thanks again for tuning in. We really appreciate your attention each week listening to our show. As I mentioned at the beginning, or we mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're seeing some really exciting and interesting numbers in terms of downloads, and so we really do appreciate those. Just a quick plug, if you're getting this through iTunes, we'd love you to go take a look at the podcast in iTunes again, even though you have to open that heinous application. At least on Windows, it's pretty heinous on iTunes. And leave us a review. So we'd very much appreciate that. Cheers.
If you have a question for us, go to microsoftcloudshow.com/questions, where you can submit it as text or record it as a WAV or MP3 and provide a link so we can play your question on the show. You can subscribe to us in iTunes by searching for Microsoft Cloud Show or via RSS at microsoftcloudshow.com, where you'll also find a full transcript and show notes of each episode. You can also find us on Facebook searching for Microsoft Cloud Show, or on Twitter at MS Cloud Show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.